Let's go to Greenland next, which has been in the news all week following comments from US President Donald Trump after he said he needed Greenland very badly. There have been reports that the US might seek to buy it from Denmark, and the White House didn't rule out the use of military force. Greenland is part of the Danish kingdom. So how have these comments gone down in Greenland? Let's go to his capital, Nuuk. Our foreign deputy editor, Edmund Heafy, is there and joins us now. Edmund, good morning. You've been there a little less than 24 hours. What's been your impression so far? What are people saying or not saying to you?
Good morning, Gavin. Well, life here is remarkably calm on the surface. Nuuk is a small city. It's just 20,000 people and the population of Greenland, 15,000. It's the most sparsely populated country in the world. But the pace of life here is slow, and that's not surprising. The Inuit, the indigenous people of the Arctic, they're known for their kind of inner peace and connection with nature. They don't show anger. They don't like confrontation. But they're also known to be a very proud people. So I guess on some level, I was expecting defiance when I arrived here. I mean, the country is literally facing threats from the world's most powerful military and the world's most powerful man. But really, what I found here over the past day is fear more than and defiance. People are genuinely really frightened. But and I think that cultural instinct to serving them in a moment when they might need to actually stand up for themselves, because after what happened in Venezuela last Saturday, after Donald Trump actually followed through and seized Nicolas Maduro, they're actually really worried, and that's what everyone has said to me here. But they're also, I suppose, totally exasperated. They find Donald Trump, people do, but the fear is that this time he's serious, and it's just kind of, I suppose, culturally, they're simply not wired to respond with the kind of loud, angry pushback that you might expect.
A little fear here that your line isn't going to hold, but will persist for the moment. Remind us again of the strategic importance of the territory, Edmund.
Well, Gavin, there are legitimate security concerns in the Arctic as the ice thaws due to global warming start to open up new shipping routes. Russia and China are therefore increasing their presence up here. China has actually declared itself a near Arctic state, even though its most northerly major city is basically as far north as Venice. So that's all concerning to the US. And then Greenland does have mineral reserves and potential oil deposits, but they've stayed in the ground for decades because the cost of extracting them would be astronomical. And mining experts say that equipment can only operate 6 months of the year due to the harsh climate, and it's just not economically viable compared to importing those minerals from China. Now Donald Trump has also claimed that Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships, but vessel tracking data shows that that's not true. Like, those ships do exist in the Arctic, but they're thousands of kilometres away, too far to even be seen from Greenland with binoculars. So when you add it all up, it just doesn't make sense. The US already has a military base here. Denmark has agreed to ramp up spending on defence, and the US could easily negotiate greater access if it wanted to. So there's not really enough to justify Donald Trump threatening military action against a NATO ally.
Briefly, Edmund, in the short term, what do you expect to happen to Greenland?
I think what should worry the Europeans is the idea that trying to defend Greenland, that they might goad him into actually doing something here. They're hoping that if they raise the cost of US intervention, he'll have second thoughts. But Donald Trump has talked about controlling the Western Hemisphere after the Venezuela operation. And overnight, the New York Times published this three-hour interview they did with him. And he said that the existing relationship that they have with Greenland is not enough. He's saying that he needs ownership. because it's, and I quote, psychologically needed for success. So it's not about anything logical or strategic for him. It's about the psychology of possession. And it sounds, Gavin, like he's seriously contemplating sacrificing NATO for that.
Edmund, thank you. That's our Deputy Foreign Editor, Edmund Heafy, live from the Greenland capital, Nuuk, this morning.